So we're driving, and then I was like, oh, stop, make sure we go to the oil place to get my car back. Oh, too late, we passed it. Turn around.
Brad's making fun of
okay.
me, Caitlin.
Okay, here we go, we're going up to it again. Oh,
I passed the oil change place twice.
Yeah, she passed it twice. She passed it, I made her turn around, and then she passed it again.
He reminded me as I was like 10 feet from the drive, and I couldn't just slam my brakes on and turn. So I turned around to the donut shop, and then I was talking on the phone, and I passed it again. But I made it this time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Third time's a charm. That's my mother. Hi there. You're listening to Brad and Emily's Restaurant Review Podcast.
Nom.
I'm Brad, and this is Emily.
Hey.
So, we are currently on our way back home from Texas de Brazil, the Fort Worth location, and I must say that I enjoyed it quite a bit. What do you think, Emily?
It's probably the only place that I'd ever consider eating an entire cow.
And I'm pretty sure you kind of did. You ate, I mean, I didn't know this about you, but you really, really like raw meat, right? Or like at least like medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare. It's less chewy than all the way done.
Which isn't really my experience because you made me try it and it was like...
You got a bad cut.
It was like the gummiest piece of meat I've ever had. It was like, I think there was a vein in it still.
Filet mignon isn't a good thing to have rare.
Okay, fine. But they had so much bacon wrapped chicken, it like changed me inside. Like, it made my soul happy.
It was pretty good.
It was actually really awesome because, like, you would get that and, like, they would bring you five other things. And I would get the chicken first and then eat the five other things and then eat the chicken last. And the chicken would still be, like, almost too hot. You know?
I think they had cinnamon on the chicken.
You think so?
It tasted sweet.
Maybe it was. It was really, really awesome, though. And then the salad bar was really cool. I think I had, like, 15 different kinds of cheese.
I had one.
And then, but if you ever do go there when it's cold, the balsamic vinaigrette does not agree with chapped lips, just so you know.
No, it doesn't.
It was murderous. But, okay, and then, ooh, we had dessert. What was it? What was it called? Do you remember?
It was like bananas, fancy word, pie.
Okay. And it was basically like banana pie, and then there was like half a peel, like a banana peel. It was basically a banana cut in half and then caramelized, right?
Yep.
And yeah.
And the banana pie is basically like banana pudding with delicious graham cracker crust.
It was kind of really awesome. But we probably won't get it again just because it was like one of those things that you try it and you're like, yeah, that's pretty good, but I think I'll get the mousse next time.
Well, you always have to go back to chocolate. It's like the one right in the world.
Yeah, chocolate's like a safe zone for everyone. But anyway, overall, I would say comparing this location to the Dallas location, I was a lot happier. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know, I just didn't feel as judged at this location. Like, I don't know, I always feel like Fort Worth people are...
Well, we also went to the Dallas location during lunch, where there were just a bunch of ritzy businessmen on their lunch break.
That's true.
And this one was like everybody walking around Fort Worth going for dinner.
Yeah, and I think most of the people there didn't really know what they were eating, which kind of made me feel a little more welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway, all in all, great, awesome restaurant. And I'm really glad that we got to go there on my birthday.
You're welcome.
Okay. High five, everyone. This is an editor's note at the end of this recording. By the way, apparently the last boo I made didn't even upload, and so our restaurant review got tacked on to the end of my original boo. So, just in case you were, confused, my mom did not come with us to the restaurant. I promise. It was a date thing.